You're listening to a recorded talk from Greenbelt Festival.
We are almost good to go. If you are still coming into the field, make yourselves at home quickly. If you are settled down, begin to pay attention, because there will be wonderful things to pay attention to and to be part of over the next hour. I have nothing else to say to you, administratively speaking, but as you have been told time and again this weekend, this is our 50th birthday. It seems appropriate then that we should sing to ourselves to celebrate that. I'm going to ask Steve for an F chord. And I hope you will join me in singing Happy Birthday to Greenbelt. Are you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Greenbelt. Happy birthday to you. Into the hands of Fishy Music and Andrew and his extraordinary team, and into the hands of David and Carrie Grant, I commend you. Happy birthday, Greenbelt. Good morning. Please enjoy this time together, because it is a unique thing that we do today. See you later.
To our Greenbelt Act of Communion 2023.
So whether you're standing or sitting, lying down, doing the okie cokie, whatever, welcome. Let's do this together. Let's worship together. Let's commune together. And let's be kin together.
Sheet there if you've got them, and we're going to do those now. Our God is here. The Spirit is with us.
We will not fear.
The Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love.
We defy injustice.
We live in hope.
We travel in faith.
We belong in eternity.
Our God is here.
The Spirit is with us.
Well, for all who have stood, please sit down. For those who are sitting, you can stay exactly where you are. Welcome to our Greenbelt Act of Communion 2023. I'm David Grant.
And I'm Carrie Grant.
Greenbelt is something that we make together collectively. It's not a performance, it's not a product, it's not a production. It's the sum of everything that we all bring.
Now, during the weekend, some Greenbelters have been meeting to write prayers and to write some music. And over the next hour, we're going to use some of those areas in our worship.
And we're all part of it. Young, old, gay, straight, queer, trans, newcomers, old-timers, neurotypical or neurospicy, whatever colour, whatever race, whatever background, wherever you're from, you are welcome here. You belong
yes.
here.
Even if you're just a Ken.
Especially if you just Ken.
Yeah, especially. Thank you, Ken. Okay. Now, the field is full of angels today. Not Greenbelt angels, proper angelic messengers. Maybe there are some sitting right next to you, right near you. Now, what we're going to do is really do that eggy thing that church does, where we say hello to someone next to us. For all the neurodivergent people like me, yeah, this is hell. But anyway, we're going to do it, because that's what we do. It's tradition, isn't it? To say hello to someone that you don't know.
You can say hello to me.
I'm going to do David. Say hello to someone around you. Go on, off you go.
Hello. Hiya. What's your name?
I'm going over here.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Great drumming.
Who are you?
Hello. Hi.
So it's to you.
I love the fact you're still saying hello. Hello. Hello.
Yay. High five.
Hello. Oh, the fields of the faithful. How are you? The movement in an act of communion is like a swooping, swirling movement from God in Jesus to God's endlessly diverse people and around and between and amongst us and then out into the world beyond, almost like the flight of an angel.
Speaking of which, we have a team of AIs with us this morning. Those are angel investigators. They're going on an angel hunt. And if you see them, please join in by repeating everything they say. That's the clue.
We're looking for an angel.
We're looking for an angel.
Have you seen an angel?
Have you seen an angel?
What does an angel look like?
What does an angel look like?
Is it like a fairy?
Is it like a fairy?
Is it like a Pokemon?
Is it like a Pokemon?
Is it like a human?
Is it like a human?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tell me if you see one.
Tell me if you see one.
Shout out loud!
Shout out loud!
Yes. Now today we're celebrating 50 years of Greenbelt. I cannot believe. I think David actually played at the first Greenbelt, right?
Oh, Carrie. Yeah, I was the oldest person here. Go on.
We have commissioned Greenbelter and digital artist Emma Major to help us create a unique angelic artwork for this Sunday morning, filled with our prayers of thanks. Here's Emma to explain it to us.
Hi, I'm Emma Major, and I'm a Greenbelter just like you. I'm not well enough to be with you this year, but it's an honour that Greenbelt have asked me to create a piece of art for our prayer in worship this morning. I'm a digital artist, and I create using my iPad down to almost one pixel in quality, and I've created a piece of art prayerfully with God guiding me as I go. And you are going to bring this piece of art to life. Now, those of you who've been at Greenbelt many times will know there is a brown paper bag in your group or near you somewhere. Take a look to your left or your right, and you will find a brown paper bag in a group that you can join. I'll give you a few seconds to find your nearest one. Join that group for our activity. I need you, whoever is in charge of that brown paper bag, to empty it out, and inside you will find a piece of tissue paper much like this. It may be red, yellow, blue, or green. And there are enough pieces of tissue paper for every single one of you here. That means the one-year-old gets one, and the 91-year-old gets one, and everyone in between does. And if it's a bit windy, as it is here today, you might need to hold it between two hands. This piece of tissue paper is where we're going to focus our prayers this morning. And we're going to give prayers of thanks, of joy, of hope. Thanking God for the way he's been with us in our lives. Giving thanks for those moments of joy we've noticed. Giving thanks for how even in the hardest times, we have not been alone. And we're going to capture those prayers, and then we're going to gather them together into our tissue paper until we make a flower. Every single one that you create will be different as I am to you, and you are to the people sitting around you, and they are perfectly made. Full of the prayers of hope and thanks. And these flowers of prayer, we're going to gather and we're going to make a piece of art. And to do that, you're going to place your flower into the brown bag which the tissue paper came from. So let's all find our local bag, place our flower full of prayers into that, and then we're going to pass it forward. We're an amazing team of people are going to bring our prayers to life in a piece of art that will be revealed to you later.
So what you should have in front of you is your tissue paper that you've made your prayers into the flower. You've also got bags. So what we need you to do is put the flowers into the bags. But before you do that, in that bag, you need to take out everything else that's in the bag.
Right? The bread.
I love the way you're laughing. Like, of course we know that.
The cup.
But I don't want any bread coming down the front because we can't do any artwork with that. You need to hold on to everything else. There's a giving card. There's the bread. There's a tissue paper. There's
a drink.
There's a drink. No,
there's a drink.
Is there a drink?
There's juice.
Wow. Oh, there's juice. There is. Yeah, you're right. So the only thing you want to be that wants to be in those bags is just your prayers, that tissue paper, yeah? Once you've got that, you can begin to pass it forward.
In fact, as we sing our next song, could you begin to pass your bags that only have your tissue paper in to the front? Thank you.
Let's watch that happen as we sing.
Love is still the same.
Don't be afraid, the angels say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're not alone, the angels say. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're not alone, the angels say.
The angels say, ordinary people.
search and study, fall hollow and sifting stars.
Don't be afraid, the angels say.
Caught up in the danger of other people's wars.
Don't be afraid, the angels say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're not alone. The angels say, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're not alone. The angels say, sharing Christmas stories, both human and divine.
Don't be afraid, the angels say, in a light of darkness, in our changing times.
Please take a seat. It feels like we're presenting on the set of Blue Peter right now.
Blue Peter went wild.
Yeah. Now, prayer has the power to change things. And the things that we pray right here in this field reverberate around the world. Our prayers are not just for ourselves. Our prayers are for our world. And we can stand in the gap for a broken world.
Ben and Elsie are going to lead us in a prayer of confession on behalf of our messed up world. And when you hear the words, "We are the people who God loves," said in this rhythm, "We are the people who God loves," please respond, "We are the people who God loves." Let's pray.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people who turned away and put ourselves first in every way, but we are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people who turned away and put ourselves first in every way and cheated our neighbours and let down our friends, although we are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people stiff and proud who wanted to be ahead of the crowd and felt what we had was never enough, but wanted more money and power and stuff.
So we are the people who turned away and put ourselves first in every way and cheated our neighbours and let down our friends, although we are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people selfish and greedy who closed our eyes to the poor and needy and poisoned the rain and emptied the seas and built the walls and cut down the trees and burned the fuel that heated the sky that made the land all barren and dry, that caused the people to fight each other, sister and sister and brother, who couldn't survive and were forced to flee far from their homes over land and sea.
We are the people stiff and proud who wanted to be ahead of the crowd and felt what we had was never enough, but wanted more money and power and stuff. So we are the people who turned away and put ourselves first in every way and cheated our neighbours and let down our friends, although we are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
We are the people wealthy and strong with food to eat and a place to belong who choose the leaders who give the orders to turn the strangers from our borders.
We are the people selfish and greedy who closed our eyes to the poor and needy and poisoned the rain and emptied the seas and built the wall walls and cut down the trees and burnt the fuel that heated the sky and made the land all barren and dry, that caused the people to fight each other, sister and sister and brother, who couldn't survive and were forced to flee far from their homes over land and sea.
We are the people, all stiff and proud, who wanted to be ahead of the crowd and felt what we had was never enough, but wanted more money and power and stuff. So we are the people who turned away and put ourselves first in every way and cheated our neighbours and let down our friends, although we are the people who God loves. We pray today that our God will forgive the choices we make and the ways that we live, because we are the people who God loves.
We are the people who God loves.
Ben and Elsie, thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you. Now we're moving on to the second act of our worship, sharing, from the letter written to the new Christians at Colossae, accredited to St. Paul.
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful.
God makes peace within us. Let's claim it. God makes peace between us. Let's share it.
Let's stand or sit or move around to offer each other the sign of peace.
So what's the sign of peace for you, David?
Let me see. For me, it's a high five.
Okay.
Let's offer each other the high five of peace.
High fives or other signs that you have that are signs of peace. I love that.
Let's hear it for the band Fishy Music. Suzanne on lead and Sammy on guitar.
Yeah.
Lovely solo. Great band. So, please sit down.
The AIs are back.
For an angel.
We're looking for an angel.
Have you seen an angel?
Have you seen an angel?
What does an angel look like?
What does an angel look like?
Is it like a fairy?
Is it like a fairy?
Is it like a Pokemon?
Is it like a Pokemon?
Is it like a human? I don't know. I think I've seen one.
I think I've seen one.
What does it look like?
What does it look like?
I think I've seen one.
I think I've seen one.
What does it look like?
What does it look like?
I think I've seen one.
I think I've seen one.
What does it look like?
What does it look like?
It looks like you!
It looks like you!
Well
We've tried to make this year's communion service a little bit more participatory. And so yesterday, a group of Greenbelters met and we read a passage from the Bible together. This is the passage we read. It's from Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. And in it, we discovered a curious thing. That Jesus didn't stop the small boats. Jesus was in the small boats. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A storm came down on the lake so that the small boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He even commands the winds and the water, and they obey him." And with that passage in one hand and the news in the other, we wrote some prayers. So let's pray together.
Jesus, you called your friends to go with you to the other side of the lake, and they went with you, even though a storm was rising. You call us too.
You call us to leave our comfort zones and journey with you into an uncertain future. As the climate crisis rages, we pray for those most adversely affected and ask for courage to support and stand with them, with you at our side.
Living Lord, we pray for people on journeys, the hopeful, exciting ones, the forced, endured ones, those who are fleeing danger. We pray, Lord, that you will wake in their storms and bring calm to them.
Have you fallen asleep, Lord? The media storms are raging around us. The bad news of the world seems to swamp us. We don't know what to do to make a difference. We hear your voice to us as the one who calms the storm, saying, "Where is your faith? You calm the seas, so calm the storms inside us."
We lift before you those journeying to new stages of life after exam results. Those in danger, crossing the water in small boats. Those living in fear because of fire and heat, storms and floods. Increase our faith as we try to trust in you.
Lord, we are in a storm of disinformation, greed and self-interest. Those with power oppress the weak. Help us not to stare at the danger, but to see through the storm, to seek your guidance and your power, to silence the fear and find your peace. Amen.
Thank you. Now we're going to join in an act of communion just like millions have done for thousands of years. Please place the bread in the middle of your group. So in, you haven't got bags now, have you? So please place the bread. We know where the bags are. So put the bread in the middle of your group and pour the juice into a cup, which you should have brought with you, I think.
The world is broken, and we are broken too. So what shall we do? Still, in our brokenness, we find reasons to celebrate. Still, In our brokenness, we find reasons to hope. So what shall we do?
Let's
party. Come on, let's hear it. What shall we do?
Let's party. It's a party communion. What can we bring?
Everything we have. God has given us bread.
God has given us wine.
God has given us a song.
This will be our song.
Okay. Should we do song?
Yeah, everybody loves a round.
Right. Can I have a little rhythm? Yeah. Oh,
oh. Holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
In the highest.
In the highest.
Okay, now as the rhythm keeps going, what I'm going to do is I'm going to split this down the middle. We're going to sing holy, holy. You're going to sing holy, holy. Then you're going to sing holy, holy after them, okay? It's going to go like this.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
In the highest.
In the highest.
In the highest.
Holy, holy.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
God Almighty.
Hosanna.
In the highest.
In the highest.
In the highest. Call yourself a vocal coach.
I can sing, I just can't count. The night before he died, Jesus met with his friends and they were laughing and joking together. And then things got more serious.
Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God, to you, Lord. He broke it into pieces and gave it to everyone. This is my body, he said. It's a gift for you. Eat this and receive me.
Repeat after me. Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus.
We are alive in Jesus.
And we are alive in Jesus. Later, he took the cup of wine and gave thanks to you. He shared it with them and said, "This is my blood. It brings new life. Drink this and know that I am with you."
Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus. And so, remembering Jesus, who died, who was raised to new life by you and is alive forever, we are glad to share that life and live in him.
Jesus is alive.
And we are alive in Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit so that this bread and wine can be for us the body and blood of Jesus.
God is broken for us in this bread. God is poured out for us in this wine. And in God's brokenness, we find ourselves made whole.
Amen. Let's share the bread and the juice together in our groups. Make sure no one's left out. And when we've shared, join in a song of commitment. Let's take a moment to do that.
This is a song of Fishy Music that's written in partnership with Christian Aid and a project called Global Neighbours.
Speak up, speak up, use your voice. Speak up, speak up, use your voice. Speak up, speak up, use your voice.
speak for equality. Stand up, stand up, stand your ground. Stand up, stand up, stand your ground. Stand up, stand up, stand your ground. Stand for dignity.
Rise up, rise up, rise up.
Use your power.
Rise up, rise up.
Use your power.
Rise up, rise up. Use your power. Rise for justice and love.
Step up, step up. Find a way. Step up, step up. Find a way. Step up, step up. Find a way. Love will find a way.
Sing up,
sing up. Sing up from your heart.
Sing up, sing up.
Sing up, sing up.
From your heart.
Sing up, sing up. From your heart. Sing with us today.
Tell me what we will do.
Sing up, sing up. To our God. Sing up, sing up to our God. Sing up, sing up.
Sing up, sing up.
Sing up, sing up.
Sing up
to our God. God will lead the way. God will lead the way.
All together.
God will lead the way.
Okay. Yeah, amen.
Thank you.
That was
Thank
precious.
You. Please sit down.
That was so precious. Now we're going to move on to our third act of worship, giving.
We're meeting at a time when many people in this country are feeling insecure and fearful about the future. We're tempted to keep what we have, to guard our borders, to look inwards, and to hedge against a scary future.
But in God's economy, things work differently. It's all a gift. So in our third act, we're going to ask, what is Greenbelt's gift to the world?
What have we been given as individuals and collectively as a community? What do we as a community want to give away? We're not just talking about money here, but hope, beauty, encouragement, vision for the life of the world, not just today at the festival, but for the next 50 days, for the next 50 months, for the next 50 years.
Now, on the edge of your service sheet, there's a detachable slip. And if you like, you could use this to remind you of something that has come to you as a gift from God and what God is calling you to do. You could put it in your Bible or on your computer screen or on a mirror, wherever you most often look. On your phone, David. Yeah. Just to remind us what we've been given and all that we have to give.
At the very first Greenbelt Festival at Prospect Farm in 1974, we all sang a new song that had only just been written.
Wow.
It was based on the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 10. Freely you have received, freely give. We'll keep a period of quiet as the band sing that 50-year-old song to us. And as we do, let's open ourselves to God to speak to us about the things that we've been given. Homes, houses, money, voices, connections, relationships, time, and so much more. What have we been given? What will we give? What have you been given? What will you give? Let's pray. Thank you.
Jesus' name, I've been born again. In Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his love as he told me to. He said, free.
We said right at the beginning that Green Belt is, it's not a performance. And this isn't a performance. Green Belt 2023 is us. It's you. It's all of us collectively. What is God calling Green Belt 2023 to give to the world?
One of the ways we can give is obviously through money. Over the 50 years of this beautiful gathering, Green Belters have released around £1 million through our communion offerings. It's incredible. This year, we're sticking with the 50 theme for our communion giving. We're going 50-50. 50% of what you give today will be used by Green Belt to keep this show on the road and to keep the festival as accessible as we can in these challenging times. The other 50% we're going to give away in a four-way split, reflecting our consistent campaigning and programming focuses during our time at Boughton House.
Our four campaigning focuses are migration, climate change, poverty and inequality in the UK and Palestine, Israel. So the 50% we give away will be divided between four causes. We'll give to Citizens UK to bolster the work on the Homes for Ukraine work that we are so proud to be supporting this weekend. But also, importantly, their wider work on community sponsorship schemes to welcome Afghan and Syrian refugees to the UK. We'll give to Christian Aid and their work in Bangladesh on their microfinance schemes, enabling women who would not otherwise have access to money to be able to access money. We'll give to the brand new anti-poverty movement launched here this weekend by the Methodist Church, comprising a broad coalition of the UK's anti-poverty agencies and church denominations, including Trussell Trust, Christians Against Poverty, Church Action on Poverty, and many more. And we'll give to the Amos Trust, who will be staging an ambitious and high-profile visual arts exhibition of On Location in London next year, showcasing the work of wonderful Gazan artists working under blockade and occupation, an expression of beautiful resistance. Please give as generously as you feel able to mark this special 50th anniversary of the festival.
In a moment, white buckets will be making their way through the crowds from the back of the crowd to the stage. You can make a gift by putting cash or a check made out to Greenbelt Festivals Limited into a bucket, but lots of people don't use checks or cash. So instead, you could make your donation online by credit card or debit card. If you prefer to do that, please visit the Jesus Arms, the Hope and Anchor, or the G Store anytime over this weekend and say that you want to contribute to the communion offering. Finally, you could make a donation online by visiting www.greenbelt.org.uk/gift. If you're a UK taxpayer, please make sure that you also complete a gift aid form, which you'll find in the communion bags, but you haven't got those bags anymore, so that should be somewhere near you.
And you should have taken them out of the communion
hopefully
bag.
Hopefully you took those, otherwise we're going to have a very unusual looking angel. Those giving cards are there for gift aid. Make sure you fill those out and put those into the white buckets as they come through. Whatever you choose to do, thank you. Thank you for supporting Greenbelt and for this offering.
Now, a group of Greenbelters met yesterday in the village hall. We thought all about the gifts that we've been given and all that we have to share. And we thought about the things that stand in the way of our sharing. And we turned them into a song. Most of this song is less than 24 hours old. So you will be its first audience and its first recipients. And we are going to attempt to sing it together now. And you're there saying, how can I? I don't know the song. But you will. Please join in the chorus.
So we had a little go at this just before the service. It's very easy.
Books and knowledge, education.
Try we that. Can do that.
Books and knowledge and education. Books and knowledge, education. On your own.
And then we sing.
And I will share it with the poorest and the weakest and the least. And I will not allow my
fears and doubts to keep them from the feast. I will share my life with angels I meet along the way. Today.
Food and water and clothing. Let's hear you.
Food and water and clothing.
Food and water and clothing.
Your
turn.
Food
and
water
and clothing. And this time it's my carelessness. I will share it with the poorest and the weakest and the least. And I will not allow my carelessness to keep them from the feast. And I will share my life with angels I meet along the way. Today and every day. Healthcare and welfare and housing. Let's hear you.
Healthcare and welfare and housing.
Even louder.
Housing.
Shout it so that the government can hear it.
Healthcare and welfare and housing.
And I will share it with the poorest and the weakest and the least. And I will not allow the government to keep us from the feast. And I will share my life with angels
I meet along the way.
Today and every day. This is anyone. And I will share it with the poorest and the weakest and the least. And I will not allow anyone
to keep them from the feast.
And I will
share my life with angels I meet along the way. Today and every day. Today.
Today and every day.
Thank you.
Well done to the writers.
Amazing signing, yeah. Now, early on, we collected all of the prayers into those tissue flowers that you put in the bags and they came forward. And a team of Greenbelters, we've seen brilliantly doing this. Oh my gosh, it's starting to move. A team of Greenbelters has been weaving them together into a single offering recreating a design by artist Emma Major. The image is complete now, and this beautiful angelic image is our offering of thanks and praise together. Greenbelt 2023.
With thanks of praise in our heart, let's stand or sit, let's dance and party, let's do what we do as we sing our final hymn.
It's been amazing. Keep those buckets coming forward, yeah? Don't stop the white buckets. Don't share the white buckets out there. They're to come forward, yeah? Like the bags. Keep them coming. Now, may God gift us with angels to bump into us in surprising places, to bring wholeness into our brokenness, to be our shelter in the storms, and to perhaps tickle us with their wings when we need it.
And may the blessing of God the Creator, God the Savior, God the Provider, and God the Inspiration be with us today, tomorrow, and for the next 50 years and beyond. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening to this recorded talk. Explore our full Greenbelt Festival Talks archive with almost 20 years of recorded talks and podcasts for free at greenbelt.org.uk/talks.